Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you pump us up, Ross, with some how they can make this a good or great season still? I need a couple things that make us feel better about the Birds. What do you got?
Absolutely. I love being positive. Let's do it. Listen, they still have a top two or three receiver duo in the NFL, probably a top two or three running back, a top five tight end, a top five offensive line. I think it's interesting as I go through this to see where I would rank Jalen Hurts. I think a top 10 quarterback still, but I'm not 100% sure of that. I have to actually write him out. And so you put all that together. That is, not many teams have the Eagles personnel on offense. That's number one. And then on the flip side, on the defense, they look pretty good on Sunday. I mean, maybe as good as they've looked all year, that and the Saints game. And they've got some young players. Quinyon Mitchell is the real deal. Cooper DeJean looks like he might be the real deal. They might have gone from having sort of a liability as the nickelback in Avante Maddox to that being a strength. And then even up front, Ajumma, this young second-year D-tackle from Texas who they took in the seventh round, it looks like they have something in him. So the encouraging thing, Joe, is the offensive personnel, the defensive improvement, and in particular, the growth from the super young players on the defensive side of the ball.
That and Jerry Jones isn't their owner.
Oh,
we're going to play some. We're going to play some Jerry Jones audio in a moment,
Ross. So the Cooper DeJean thing, I want to hear more about how he played in your estimation. But we also have another explosive and exciting safety. Another DB. In Sidney Brown, who is, you know, he's in our reserves. He's in that whatever can be activated realm, which I know that Vic Fangio a couple weeks back, or maybe it was last week, talked about Sidney Brown, knew that he was able to be, you know, activated, ready to be worked back into the swing of things. It does sound like he's going to have a chance to be out there and show what he can do. I know he likes hitting people. I know it feels like Cooper DeJean will put his face on people. Is this going to change the way our defense plays football to some degree, Ross?
Well, having a nickelback like DeJean will, because as you saw Sunday, he makes a difference as a blitzer. He was really good in coverage. He is very willing to be a tackler. I mean, he can play like nickel linebacker. He played some nickel linebacker.
And he looks kind of like a linebacker when he's doing it.
By the way, I showed a picture to my wife last night of Cooper DeJean. I didn't tell her who it was. I said, "How old do you think this kid is?" And she's like, 16?
Oh, I mean, no.
He might be the only, like, he is the best nickelback in NFL history that's never shaved one time in his life. It's crazy. And then I showed her, like, when I'm sad, I just watch Cooper DeJean high school basketball highlights.
And that is amazing stuff.
That? It is the, he's
yeah,
six
got some
foot.
Ups.
And it's crazy. So anyway, I would say, you know, it's really tough to just put a guy in like Sidney Brown who's missed this much time with a new defense. My guess is they'll put him on special teams.
Sure.
We'll start to notice him on special teams, and then maybe they can find a package for him. But I don't picture them replacing Gardner Johnson or Blankenship with Sidney. So he'd have to be a package player at this point. It's interesting because watching the Eagles, the things that are crazy about like their front seven are, I can't believe that Brandon is their best edge rusher.
It shouldn't be.
We need to, when he comes in with you guys on Tuesdays, we need to like convince him to play another year next year. The other thing,
He talked about that, Ross. Yeah. He talked about that a couple weeks ago. And
please,
he said he's open to the idea.
And Ross, I told him, I mean, I believe it. He's got all the leverage. Because of Brian Dawkins. Ross, I will always be convinced that after Doc, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman never want something like that to happen again. And if Brandon Graham wants to continue to play, they will choose. I mean, unless he was so bad, which he's not, they would play him again.
Or unless he asked for like some absurd
amount. Yeah,
exactly.
Which he's not going to.
Agree.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I think is interesting?
I really mean that theory. They haven't had one of them since then.
No, I think there's some truth to that. The other thing that's interesting, Nolan Smith made a play on Sunday on the Deshaun Watson quarterback sweep, which was a big play. But, you know, we need more from the Georgia guys.
No question.
Across the board. I mean, N'Kobe Dean, there's still too many plays where he's a step slow, it seems to me, to get there. And because he's not a physically impressive dude, that cannot happen. Nolan Smith, that was one of the only plays he's really made.
It was a good one, though.
So far.
That was a good play.
Yeah, they need Davis more. And Carter had like a couple of awesome plays. But like for the Eagles to go where we think or hope that they can make – Carter has to be like a difference-making defensive player of the year type of guy, week in and week out. He's not really that.
He's underwhelmed me this year, Ross.
Why is it less?
He's inconsistent.
He is.
Why is it less than?
But here's what we need, though. This is why Ajumma is so important. Everybody slides their protection to Carter because he's the only. This is kind of sad. But he's the only D lineman you really need to worry about right now. He's the only D lineman that merits double teaming, okay? So they're going to slide line. What does that mean? It means the center can go either way, right? Center can go to the right, center can go to the left. The center is going to try to go to Jalen Carter as much as the other team can do, which means the guys on the other side, including Ajumma, they're going to get one-on-ones. They have
gotta
to
win. Yeah, got
to
win.
They have to win the one-on-one.
Yep. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. Also, Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. With the truck season and Armin available, 1.9% financing on all new 2024 light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Carissa Phil's announcing Rob Thompson will be back for next year, and they extended him. We ask you this question. Do you like the decision to bring Rob Thompson back for the 2025 season, yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And Seltzer, just give me your quick assessment and then right to the calls. The Dombrowski audio we played a short time ago, what'd you make of that? Because that was the bulk of the main stuff. What'd you make of it?
Yeah, I thought you had a good line earlier saying that usually when Dombrowski speaks, it makes us feel better about things. And this is the first time I remember I feel worse about everything after hearing him speak. I felt like there was no accountability from him. There was no accountability from the coaches. And I get putting on the players. That's fine. Like, I do think the players are the biggest culprits. But it felt like it was like, bullpen sucked. Sorry. We'll be better next year because we'll be better next year. And this whole idea, all right, we're going to target hitting to all fields. These guys can't even not chase in the playoffs when they know they have to not chase. What makes you think that in an offseason you're going to be able to change how these guys hit and how they go about their business? It feels like the plan the plan could be different from what he's selling us, but the plan he's selling us, in my opinion, isn't close to good enough.
All right, let's get a lot of reaction here. Joe in Mayfair right now. Joseph, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. A couple of things before my feel-good story. First, I'm with Seltzer right there with Dombrowski. You know, Major League Baseball right now is boring. The analytical part of baseball is ruining the game. The regular season was great. More stolen bases, more energy on the bases, quicker pace game. But the pitching's bad, and you're just hoping for a three-run home run. And it's every team. The Padres go 25 innings without scoring a run.
They got to do some sort of structural change to reignite. Look, baseball's done this a few times.
It's horrible.
They
got to
do something. You know what's incredible, Joe? You know what's really incredible? .243 batting average when these two things are in play. The shift was eliminated, which was supposed to increase batting average, and no pitcher hitting in the National League. Like, it's astounding. So
because everyone's looking for the home run. The contact hitting is over. The hitting the ball the opposite way is over. The hit and run is over. Yeah. The Phillies have any stolen bases in the playoffs? Seltzer, do they have any stolen bases?
I think they had two in one game, but it wasn't dominant. I mean, look, they didn't get on base a ton. That's part of it.
It was surprising when they stole.
Correct. Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't happen much.
It shouldn't feel surprising when it's like, whoa, ho, that was easy. Well, holy cow.
And it felt wasted because whenever that happened, they just struck out.
Yeah. And Joe, let's be real about it for a moment. Trey and Bryce are your two main guys to steal bases. If they're not on base, you're not going to steal much.
Well, I mean, Trey. I mean, again, when you know your lineup is struggling, you have to create energy. You have to create at least try, be aggressive.
Yeah, but guys got to get on. They got to get on.
Yeah, and the problem is they don't contact hit.
I know.
That's a missing thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Guardians can't hit. The Tigers couldn't hit.
But we chased less than the Mets did. And also, hey, it's okay, Joe, because like everyone else was also worse this year at offense. Like, baseball, it's just baseball. Like, the offense was
down.
That
resonates
with me. It's not good enough. We should, while everyone else is down, we should be up the way that we pay, the way that John Middleton has paid this team. We are supposed to be better than what we were.
But Joe,
and I didn't feel like you conveyed that when you talked to us.
Joe, here's the deal. I don't think Dombrowski did a great job yesterday, but I will come back to these two realities. The Phillies could have won the World Series this year, and just because they didn't doesn't mean they can't next year, even if it's the same group. I really believe that.
If you bring back the same group, again, it's a mindset. We've already been here. We've already had the same.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to create more energy and more spark players, bench players. You have to create some.
Well,
sort
you want
of,
a better, a you want a better
mix.
Bench. Look, they were again, they were again
Absolutely
deficient,
horrible.
And the Hayes thing and the Rojas thing killed them. They killed them.
Before I get to the feel good story,
sure.
I believe what Ross Tucker said. The scheme of the offense, Joe. Name me the last football game this Eagles team played where you said the coaching staff out-schemed the other team, not just the individual players making plays because you just have talent.
Like, Shane Steichen.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Correct.
Go back to 2022.
Thank you, John Ritchie. Correct.
Joe, here's what I do know. I was thinking about this yesterday. When is the last time that the Eagles won that 10 minutes after the game I truly felt really good?
You didn't feel good after this.
They had 0 points entering the fourth quarter. Zero.
Maybe the Bills game, Joe. Maybe one game was the Bills. But
I wouldn't even say that.
That was the one that where Jalen helped lead them back.
No, that was impressive. But the Bills also had a receiver drop a ball that if he catches, the game's over. I mean, to me, it's the Dolphins win last year. It's the last time where after the game and on Monday morning, I really felt like even when they beat the Chiefs last year. I mean, that guy dropped the ball. By the way, the Bills game, the Bills guy dropped the ball. It's the Bills guy turned the wrong way.
But I never look at an Eagles game to where our coaching staff out-schemed the other team in either side of the ball game.
All right, Joe, give me a feel-good story.
Well, it's a combo. I'm going to go back to the most beloved coach in Philadelphia sports and Dick Vermeil coming back from retirement, taking a guy who bagged groceries and Kurt Warner at over 30 years old, and they won a Super Bowl in 2000.
Pretty cool.
Century by 1 yard.
Pretty cool.
Amazing.
There's no question.
Stuff.
And it's really a shame for them, John. They don't even get to have like a real reunion there. The team doesn't exist in that town anymore.
I'm sure they can still get together.
I mean, I would hope, but like... It's
in St. Louis.
You know what I mean?
Do you get together at the Rams Stadium?
I'm sure it's in a hotel
in St. Louis.
I would rather be in a hotel in St. Louis with an event like a radio station puts together and says, here are the 99 Rams. Yeah. Let's get 20,000 people instead of doing it in Los Angeles where Eric Dickerson played.
It's probably going to be in Los Angeles, though, any reunions they do. Because it'll be a team thing, I think.
Hey, by the way, Ross, we are 3 years away from the 10-year reunion of the Philadelphia Eagles championship.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's just mean spirited.
Right, if Carson Wentz, no, it's adding up.
Well,
if Carson Wentz,
will there be any Eagles players still on the team?
Well, probably. Well, maybe not.
Jake Elliott and Rick Lovato. Probably.
Yeah, but Ross, here's the question: If Carson is out of football in 3 years, a distinct possibility, does he show up to the reunion?
I don't know. He's a unique guy. I think the other guys try to convince him to go, but I am going to – well, that's a long time.
I think he's there. I think he gets there because it looks so bad if he's not. And you know what? Let me just say this because, look, I've said a lot about Carson through the years. I mean
– Carson Wentz is horrible.
What reunion are we talking about here? 10 years.
Yeah, but I will say this. He would deserve a tremendous standing ovation at that reunion.
I agree.
If he is not on that team, they don't win the Super Bowl.
I agree. 100%.
11-2 when he got injured.
Yeah. He was on his way to MVP.
If I'm a friend of his, I say, Carson, get your butt there. You're going to get a great ovation, and let's start turning people around on you and remembering the good times, because there were great times.
I love hearing this positivity from
you. Thank you.
Because that's the thing that frustrates me sometimes. I hear some people talk negatively about Andy Reid, about Donovan McNabb.
That would be me.
Yes, Rhea, you and Angelo, I know. But like these are like all-time.
Well, Andy is, yeah.
And so is McNabb.
Well, a lesser all-time. I mean,
McNabb, before, I would say you could argue McNabb is like the most important player for the Eagles franchise for like a 40-year period. I mean, he led them to unprecedented success.
But
people talk about him negatively. It bothers me too.
There are reasons for it, Ross. I mean, it's not like we woke up one day and said, oh, let's just criticize Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid. I mean, let's be real and honest about that.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff.
My thing is, nobody. What I would say, Rhea, is nobody's perfect.
Yeah, nobody
but
is.
But I would say with...
Do you criticize not anybody in your analysis?
No, ooh. No. I am very
ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Hey, I was critical earlier about the Eagles' script to start the games. The Eagles not getting the ball to Saquon Barkley in space. My thing is, though, when you're 10 and 20 years removed... I am, you know, like with McNabb or Andy Reid or whatever, I'm surprised more people can't look at that and just, I guess in life you can choose to remember the good times or focus on how it ended poorly.
Yeah, I don't care for Andy. For Donovan, I have said all along, even though he drove me nuts, I think he's the best quarterback we've ever had.
Got it. Well, I like hearing that.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. All right, Ross, give us a little something quickly here on the Giants. I mean, they stink again, right?
No, they don't stink again. That's the problem. Uh-oh. They're not good. They're not good, okay?
Uh-huh.
But they don't stink again. And in particular, they don't stink when they have their star rookie receiver, Malik Nabers, who did not play the last two games with a concussion.
And
I really, I mean, I would imagine he's going to be back, although it's strange that he missed two games. Usually guys miss one game with a concussion. It's not good for the Eagles that they don't have Mailata, because the Giants' defensive line is very good. It's better than the Eagles' defensive line. Although, as Rhea said in the update earlier in the hour, the Giants don't have their left tackle either.
Yep.
It looks like they're going to lose him for the season, Andrew Thomas, which is even worse. My prediction, Joe, is it is going to be like every other Eagles game.
Oh.
It's going to be 20-17, maybe 23-20. Could go either way. Oh, we're going to have to sweat it out at the end of the game because that's just what this year is going to
be. Can Cam Jurgens hold up against Dexter Lawrence, the giant nose tackle that will be sitting right over him all day long?
Yeah, because the two guards next to him are absolute monsters, and they can help him. But yes, Dexter Lawrence, you should not be able to move like he does for 350 pounds. It's crazy.
That's conservative.
Yeah, he's a great player. Hey, Ross, nice work as always, and we'll talk to you next week, my man. Thank you.
Sounds great. See you guys.
Thanks, Ross.
All right,
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.